USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Vaping concerns topping the news this hour. More vaping issues to report now. The CDC, Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, reports more than 1,000 confirmed cases of vaping-related illness in 48 states and the U.S. Virgin Islands. At least 18 deaths confirmed in 15 states and more deaths under investigation. Symptoms include severe shortness of breath, fatigue, and chest pain. In other news,
first-time claims for jobless benefits hit around 219,000 last week, and that was up around 4,000 from the previous week's revised total. The biggest increases in claims were seen in Michigan, Kansas, and Missouri. The biggest declines in first-time claims were in New York, Georgia, and South Carolina. I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
President Trump calling on China and Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter's dealings in both countries. The president speaking to reporters on the South Lawn before heading to Florida.
China should start an investigation into the Biden, because what happened in China is just about as bad as what happened with Ukraine.
President Trump speaking to seniors at the Villages in Florida later in the day.
As long as I'm president, no one will lay a hand on your Medicare benefits.
Saying he signs an executive order protecting Medicare from socialist destruction.
In my campaign for president, I made you a sacred pledge that I would strengthen, protect, and defend Medicare for all of our senior citizens. And you see, it's under siege, but it's not going to happen.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, they're seeing green. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 122 points. The NASDAQ up 87. The S&P 500 up 23 points. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Vice President Mike Pence says Joe Biden and his son Hunter should be investigated for their business dealings in Ukraine. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Mike Pence is defending President Trump's phone call with the president of Ukraine. Speaking at a roundtable in Scottsdale, Arizona on Thursday, Pence says the fact that Biden's son was paid $50,000 a month to be on a Ukrainian board is worth looking into.
I think the American people have a right to know if the vice president of the United States or his family profited from his position as vice president during the last administration. That's about looking backwards and understanding what really happened. I mean, the fact that my predecessor had a son who was paid $50,000 a month to be on a Ukrainian board at the time that Vice President Biden was leading the Obama administration's efforts in Ukraine, I think is worth looking into.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And if you believe in polls, President Trump's job approval numbers higher than what Americans apparently think of him as a person, USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
That's a finding from a Gallup survey that found 40% of those polled approved of his job performance, while only 34% approve him as a person. After you drill down some of the numbers, you see one of the biggest gaps is among people who attend church on a regular basis. Within that group, 54% approved of his job performance, but only 44% of those who attend church every week approved of him as a person.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.